clocked out 5 minutes ago. Oh, honey, you know I keep an eye on things on my camera system. I have to make sure my employees are behaving, especially troublesome nerds like you. Now, what are you up to? Just finishing some work, huh? Aren't you a good little worker bee? I like the work ethic. I like it a lot. But I'm glad that you're still here, actually. I wanted to talk to you. Yes, I received your, promotion request from your supervisor, and I wanted to discuss it personally with you. Oh, trust me, babe. There's nothing outside of this building that's more important than what we're about to talk about. If you have any plans, cancel them. Good boy. Now get your ass up to the top floor and into my office. Don't keep me waiting. You know I'm busy.
Come in. Hey, baby. Nice of you to drop by. No. Don't you go anywhere. You didn't walk in on anything. At least, not anything you weren't meant to walk in on. Close the door. It's time for our meeting. Oh, look at you. You still have that same nervous expression you had back in college. Oh, it's bringing back so many happy memories. Well, you know exactly what's going on here. You know what a bunny girl in heat looks like. My blush is plenty enough a sign for that. And it's so cute that you thought to leave the moment you realized I was in heat. So thoughtful as always. But the truth is, that's exactly why I called you in here. You're here to talk about your promotion. I know, we're multitasking. You see, I only hand out promotions to my good little employees who deserve it. Few people ever have the balls to outright request a promotion. So imagine my surprise when your supervising manager dropped this on my desk. A formal and diligently written letter outlining all the reasons you deserve a promotion and a handsome raise. You see this? You may think using pretty words and lots of confidence is enough to impress me, but it's not. You see, you added so many details, your experiences, your achievements, all of the money you've helped bring in. So useful and so boring. This isn't the kind of stuff that earns you a promotion. Not when I'm the CEO. I don't run just any business. A hard work ethic might make another CEO blush and fawn over you, but not me. I require more. And if you want a promotion, you need to earn it. You have to prove to me that you can handle the responsibilities that come with a promotion in this company. I'm so glad you asked. You'll have many responsibilities, but perhaps the most challenging one is being there for me when I'm in heat. I am not fucking kidding at all. I'm dead serious. And if you want the promotion, then you'll get under my desk and between my legs and do as you're told. I'm not forcing you to do anything, okay? You're the one who decided to work for me. You knew exactly what I was about. You could get hired wherever you wanted. Okay, so let's cut the shit. I don't like to ask twice. Under my desk. Good boy. I knew you were smart. On your knees. Right down here. Oh, that's a good office slut. No. Miss Blair is for office hours. After hours, when we're alone, you call me mistress. Understand? Good boy. Now let's see if you remain obedient for mistress during your first test, shall we? Oh, honey, I'm in heat and you're kneeling between my legs while I lounge in my chair. What do you think I want from you, There we go. See, you're so smart. Let me unzip this latex suit all the way down. There you go. Now you have access to my dripping, wet pussy. And a very nice view of the swell of my breasts, if I say so myself. Well, what are you waiting for? You said you had a lot of initiative in your adorable little letter. Where is that initiative now? Show it to me. Get your face in there and show me what that mouth can do. Fuck. You weren't lying when you said you were an enthusiastic worker, were you? No, don't you dare stop. Keep going. You need to impress me more if you want the position. This is the test, babe. Only those who can keep up with my unending sexual needs, especially when I'm in heat. I can never get promoted. Oh, fuck, that's good. Yeah. Well, if you can handle me at my horniest, then you'll be just fine taking care of me all the other times. Okay? Oh, so you need to make this happen? Or I'll fucking break you. Yeah, just like that. Oh, that's the spot right there. Oh, fuck, good boy. Good fucking boy. Good boy. Oh, God. Just like that, yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Fuck, why are you so good at this? How many women has a nerd like you, you know? God damn. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Confused and turned on at the same time. I bet you never thought you'd be here, huh? Working for your college bully, calling her mistress, eating her wet cunt. Oh, fuck. And you love it. You love it. You love it. What? What did you just mumble? Are you serious? Oh, does my poor nerd employee think that he should earn a promotion due to the merit of his work and not his ability to please me sexually? Oh, that must be so frustrating. Newsflash. I'm the boss here, not you. So if I say that you have to pleasure me to get a promotion, then that's what you're gonna do, okay? My. Someone is sounding mighty ungrateful. That's no way to speak to the person who pays your bills, is it? Especially when she's giving you the opportunity to earn a promotion. Keep talking like that and maybe I'll need to get the strap out and really punish you. And give you a nice fucking till you learn some manners. Oh, I saw that. Don't play cute with me. I saw you bite your fucking lip. You nasty, nasty boy. That's exactly what you want, isn't it? Is that why you're being all sassy? Huh? Because acting like you're surprised that CEO Blair wants to fuck you makes no sense, and we both know that. So perhaps you've been trying to rile me up so I'd punish you. Is that what it is? Is that your little plan? Oh, look at that fucking face, red like a book. Well, you know what? You are looking extra fuckable right now. You really are. And as much as I could just order you to bend over my desk like the helpful little slut you are, I want you to beg for it. That's right. I want you to beg for me to put my strap on and fuck you. In fact, I know you will. I do know, in fact. I know all about you, babe. I've had a read on you ever since you were a little nerd that I bullied in college for fun. And let's cut the shit right now. Don't pretend like me teasing you all those years didn't turn you the fuck on. I know that you were getting off on me being mean to you. You're lucky I didn't charge you for that. And I know the second that I walked away, you scurried into your dorm or the nearest bathroom to jerk off because you couldn't handle how hot it was. And you want to know why I know that? Because it made me super fucking horny too. God damn. Seeing the way that you would get all flustered when you were around me. It made me just want to fucking use you. Oh, you can act like it isn't true all you want, but you knew damn well that this was my company before you applied here last year. You just couldn't help yourself. You literally, purposely, strategically placed yourself under my control. And it's intoxicating, isn't it? Good. Oh my God, it is so cute that you're trying to turn this around on me. Do you really think I gave you this job because of your resume? Because you fucking deserved it? No, of course not. I hired you because you were the same fucking nerd that I pushed around for years, my obedient little horn dog that would do anything to spend a moment in my presence. I hired you because I knew that one day we'd be alone, and in that moment, we would finally do everything we ever wanted to do. So let's drop the fucking act, okay? Enough. Let's cut to the fun part. Get your ass up off the ground. Bend over my desk, face down, ass up. Give me what's mine. Did I tell you to take your clothes off? That's my privilege. Bend over while I get ready. Oh, God, it has been a while since I had something as cute as you to bang. Now, look here. Take a look at my strap. Oh, are you nervous? Yeah? Don't worry. You're such a good boy. I know that you can take it. Oh, I know you can. Now, let's unwrap this ass of yours. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, naughty, naughty, naughty boy wants a nice ass fucking from his CEO. Are you ready for this, honey? Then you better start begging for it. You know I love to hear you whimper and beg. Come on. More. Beg more. Good boy. It's nice and lubed up now, and I'm gonna just gently push it in. Take a deep breath. And slide myself right into your tight ass. That's it. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Take mistress's cock like a good, obedient little worker bee. Good boy. Don't you dare hold back those moans. They belong to me, okay? And I want to hear every single one. There we go. There we go. Good boy. God, I've been wanting to fuck you for so long like this. You like that, baby? You like feeling the strap sliding in and out of your ass? Oh, you're such a greedy little slut, aren't you? Swallowing it up like you're so fucking cock-starved? That's hot. Ugh. So fucking hot. Yeah, keep whimpering. I love those stupid boy moans. Keep moaning. Tell me how bad you want this. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. I'll take that fucking dick. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. I knew you wanted the strap, you little fucking slut. Oh, every inch. There you go. Oh, yeah. Ah, your moans are so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Ah, hearing you like this is so hot. But I still need to punish you a little bit for being so cheeky earlier, so how about some more spanks? Can you count them out for me, baby? Okay, ready? Again. 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 Ah, good boy. God, that's hot as fuck. Obedient little fuck toy, just taking it from me. That's exactly right. This is my favorite thing to do when I'm in heat. yeah. Good little fucking slut. You're getting close, aren't you? Yeah. Tell me how close you perv. Say it. Yeah, you want to come. Oh, that's good to hear, because good boys come for their mistress. But only when they have permission. So you need to hold on a little longer, okay? Let's speed this up, shall we? We'll see how worthy you really are. This just doubles as my workout. Oh, baby, you better not bust early. Not if you want that promotion. There you go. Yeah, take that fucking dick. Scream for me. Scream for me. Scream for me. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Good boy. God, this is making me so wet. It's dripping down my thighs. Such an obedient little fuck toy for me. So proud of you. Oh, God, yes. My adorable little fucking nerd that I'm gonna own and use whenever I want to. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, baby, baby. You're on the edge, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, I know it feels good how mistress fucks you. Good boy. Now. Now. It's time. You're gonna come for me, okay? Yeah, baby. I want you to come all over my desk like a filthy fucking slut, okay? Yes. Give mistress your cum while she fucks your ass. Give mistress your cum while she pegs you into oblivion. Give mistress your cum. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. Good obedient boy. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, very good. Spraying that cum for me. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, you adorable little fucking thing. Oh, if you were trying to impress me, it worked. You took my strap like a champ. If this is how well you perform during your test, you're only gonna get better with time. Now, up on your feet, turn around, look at me. Come here. That was so fucking hot. Are you okay? Yeah. Okay, good. You're going to be my favorite piece of property, so I'll always make sure that you're taken care of, okay? You're my sweet little pet, aren't you? Yes, you are. And of course the promotion's yours. Frankly, it would have been yours regardless, but this allowed us to cut the bullshit and finally say the truth, because I've known how bad you've wanted me to dominate you. I just had to make the move. And I'm starting to think maybe I should get you a collar with a cute little name tag. Oh, would you like that? Yeah, you would. Good boy. Such a good boy. We can discuss the finer details of the contract tomorrow. But for now, clean up this mess. And then check your phone, because I'm going to send you my address. I expect you to be at my place within the hour. And your little induction begins tonight. See you soon, my little worker bee. You're such a good boy.